Item number three.
From the interim director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to enter into 2011 contracts with the state of Wisconsin for reimbursement for county staff performing income maintenance and child care program administration under state management.
Good morning. With me at the table is Claire O'Brien, and she is a DHHS budget analyst who has done a lot of the work as it relates to income maintenance within the department, and is here if there are any specific budget questions. This report is our recommendation to enter into a contract for 2011 with the state for the administration of the income maintenance and the child care programs. We have been working on this contract since the beginning of the year. There were a number of issues as it related to the transition, and the department really did not start addressing specific language in the contract to almost February. However, we have at this point reached an agreement for a contract for this year. It is not a lot of change from the 2010 contract that we had. I think what still remains unknown is 212, of course. And many of you know that there is a proposal by the state to centralize the income maintenance function statewide. We've asked several questions about their continuing intentions to remain at the Goggs building, remain with us for 212, and things still have not been worked out as to how that might impact us. We also know that there's the potential for reduction of over 200 staff throughout the income maintenance area for 2012, but many of the details of how that will fall out, we still don't know, and the state has not been able to answer that for us. We did make a few changes in the contract that we thought would give us just a little bit more leverage in the event they made some major changes in either the number of staff that are currently within the COGS building. We asked for a 90-day clause, so they'd have to give us a 90-day notice if they intended to leave. We previously had a 30-day notice. That'd give us a little bit more time. And we also asked that if they decided to make any changes in terms of space, that they would do that in about 5,000 square foot, so that if we needed to recruit to get additional individuals in the building, we would at least have some space that we could offer, as opposed to a couple cubicles here and a couple cubicles there. So they were agreeable to that. But I think probably the best illustration is the 2010 to 2011 chart contained attached to the fiscal note. As you can see, there aren't really many changes from the 2010 to 2011 contract. We now have begun to see the revenue, associated with our lease start coming in. We were very concerned initially because we did not have a signed contract. It had not been approved by the board. But we feel comfortable that we have a solid contract for 2011, and I think we will need to start negotiating early for 2012 if there's going to be any substantial changes with reference to staff or their operations here in Milwaukee County and how that might impact us.
Thank you. Supervisor
Jersey. I note in the fiscal note that IMSD is not included in the overall contract. They're preparing a separate fiscal note. Do we know when that's going to come forward, or whether that's going to create a problem with regard to the contract?
Madam Chair, Supervisor, that fiscal note should have been attached to the report. IMSD did prepare a separate fiscal note. There should be two fiscal notes attached to the report, one from DHHS and the other one from IMSD.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else?
Manager, I move for approval.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisor. All right. I want to thank you very much to the department for all the work that you put in. I think at least the longstanding members of this committee realize how hard you've worked on that and how hard it's been to even get this tied up, get them tied down, and have something in before us in writing, which is unfortunate. But I know that you've persevered and we have at least a livable outcome.
Yeah.
And so I want to thank you for that. And seeing nothing further from the committee, the motion for approval, and a quick on that motion, please call the roll.
Biddle.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
Six ayes, zero noes. The motion
thank
is
you.
Approved.